Nation
yourself safe travel. Thank you. Bye. And that brings us all to the promised land early. You know, maybe they'll go out and redirect these asteroids to intentionally hit Earth. So it's all safe.
Good news is they say it happened 25,000 years ago. sir.
When it's bad, it's the smallest couple of course the parents of great was the city of the year. But this time we won't be so lucky.
Okay, very good. I hope the thing works. And I think it's going to be a long time before somebody has it. Besides us, maybe China. I'm not even sure if Russia anymore has the capability of doing something like this. But, yeah. If an asteroid is coming this way, I mean, are we still going to be in trouble if it's just a single asteroid, you know what I mean? Or are we going to hope that if it's a binary asteroid, we can duplicate what we're doing in September? Back to you, Ed.
No, I think we have to start with the binary asteroid. I think that's just that better testing, better measurement.
That'd be the too. It never hit the ground. They believe it blew up in the atmosphere. Yeah, well, I mean, can you imagine that over a city? As far as redirection, I mean, there's two other theories I've heard. They haven't been able to try them. One is to actually paint one side of the asteroid, pick a color, bright color, white, maybe silver, where the photon itself would eventually start to change its direction. Problems. I think most of the asteroids are turning. That might be a problem, but the key something is not turning. To make that work better, I think for the struggle with a Y, the odds of something or other effect. Got to sort that name out. Maybe escape me now. Why? Anyway, the theory is to take a heavy, dense spacecraft and have it rendezvous with the asteroid, not to land on or anything, just have it like next to it, on its port side, and fly along with this thing for extended periods of time. The gravity of the spacecraft itself, would interact with the asteroid, and that might pull it one way or another. I always like that idea. We get a heavy, dense asteroid, but, something like that might be an option as well. Back to it. Built W-I-L-T, built two. common tail. And I think what it was an aerogel. Tennis rack. Aerogel, of course, little particles. Close back up. Put it inside of a descent vehicle with a shield on it. And then you drive that. Successfully, they will do that. So they've been attracting comets then, asteroids. And I guess they're not getting good at redirecting. Any comments? That's good.
Paul, what do you want from that?
You're a little, I didn't get that clear. Does it start with a Y?
Yes, Y-O-R-P, York.
Yeah, but I thought it was a syllable. That might be it. Anyway, this guy came up with it. Tape is one color and hope the photon. We know for a fact it works. Photons, we have experiments with photon sails out in space. And a couple of them. No, it doesn't work. In fact, there's going to be one on this mission. Artemis is just saying one of the test tubes that's going to have it. Solar sail on it as well. So yeah, that's probably the name of some guy that came up with the theory.
Oh, yeah, I think the guy's name is Jarkovsky.
That sounds like the name that I just stuck in my head. Yeah, anyway, I like to see it done. How are you going to do this? Are you going to send a spacecraft to an asteroid? Maybe blow it up and have paint go all over it? How would they do that? There was one that I saw where they were going to roll out, mylar, roll it out like the size of a tennis court, put it on one side of the asteroid. I've seen that. That idea as well. Say again, Ed, please. There you go, yeah. With a big roller. Anyway, we should be happy that this, they got one way of doing this. And they must know the physics is going to work. Physics is not going to change, They know if they can hit the thing at a certain speed, change the orbit of the asteroid. They put that through a computer. And I bet that the end results are going to match the computer model probably almost exactly. Okay, I concur. Very good. Any other comments? I just commented on the 2014. up in the past, 2014. That's what you talk about the year. The Orion spacecraft, they took that years ago, 2014, put it on top of a rocket. Not an SLS rocket. Of course, that's not ready until today. They put it on top of a Delta IV Heavy. Delta IV Heavy, they run three core stages. So you have one main core stage, then you have one on the starboard side, one on the port side. That is the heaviest rocket of all until now. They run three engines, one engine on each rocket. They pull their power into 58 engines. They run on liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen. And they were able to push this thing 8,000 miles in space. Turned around, Orion turned around and back. That's the thing to bring it back. Really test out the heat shield. With the preliminary test, make sure the structure of the vehicle. That was back in 2014. Back to U.S. At that time, they were open and launched in 2017. climb got away from them. So there's plenty. A lot of testing. And that's why I sent what I wanted to do. Said, I'm stuck with my regular NASA shirt. Well, you know, that's like wearing a one. But a million things to be walking around and do a track again.
Connection that you make in Titan, you know, it's like the
take. In fact, the idea is to put this rubber ring around the two pipes. Put it on one pipe, two pipes together, and push the other rubber ring forward. And now it connects the two together. Now you put this petrolic fitting around it.
Thank you.
rocket pack.
Suppose you check everything off and everything about it. You want to be in a comfortable position. You don't want to be in a comfortable position to wait for the I was going to shoot them all the way to the YOWATGCSWSQS.
I just wanted to point out for people following that guy, Roger Boyce, B-O-I-S-J-O-L-Y. He's passed away since then, but unfortunately, I don't think he has a lease to be directed. I used my friend Google and came up with voice, B-O-I-S, so it sounds like it might be voice, not that I'm the greatest French speaker in the world, certainly one of the worst.
Everyone that this is the Sexual Net by the advice. kind to each other. I think that's good advice in general, but particularly now. So please, good to yourselves, be kind to each other. You know, this is not supposed to be fun. So I have a fun doing it wrong. And also want to remind people of my new favorite quote from Titus, it's possible for a man to learn what he already knows. That's fine. As they do want to express, allow you hopefully to be open to learn new things. It's not. By the way, if they suggest that you all are good people, safe week, well, stay, have fun, and please come back next Sunday night at 8 p.m. Maybe bring a question or two. And I will be